President Donald Trump visited the new National Museum of African American History and Culture this morning in Washington, D.C. It opened last fall. He called the museum special and said the tour was a reminder of, quote, why we have to fight bigotry, intolerance, and hatred in all of its very ugly forms. Trump's pick for Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson, joined him on the tour. And joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Eric. Good to be with you.
Thanks for coming on. The president today addressed a wave of bomb threats made recently to Jewish community centers across the country. Let's listen.
The anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful and a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
Ron, it's the first time President Trump has directly addressed the issue of anti-Semitism, even though he's been asked about it before. What do you make of this today?
It seems to be something of a do-over, Eric, because on Thursday last week at that news conference that went on 77 minutes, one of the questions that was a particularly rocky exchange came from a Jewish reporter for a Jewish publication asking about this wave of threats and desecrations and other things that have happened at Jewish community centers and temples and so on. And the president apparently misinterpreted the question, possibly couldn't hear it very well, took it very personally, and at one point told the reporter to sit down. So that was badly received, of course, and for obvious reasons. So he wanted to have a chance to come back at this. Of course, his daughter Ivanka has addressed it in the meantime. And there were some incidents last year as well when people asked him questions about people who had backed him, people like David Duke, the former head of the KKK Nazi party in the United States. And Donald Trump at that time seemed to act as though he didn't know anything about it or didn't know who those people were. So this was a do-over, and the president said all the right things and said them with a great deal of feeling today, and folded that into his discussion of the African American Museum.
Ron, the other news out this morning is that the Department of Homeland Security released guidelines that detail major new policies aimed at detaining and deporting more people who are in the country illegally. What's your take on these memos? I mean, this is in line with what he promised on the campaign trail, right?
Yes, very much so. And former General Kelly has sent out these memos to people at Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and all these other agencies that are part of his purview as the new Secretary of Homeland Security, telling them that there's going to be a surge in the deployment of immigration judges and other people, and there are going to be a lot of people available to enforce the law and get tough on the borders. So these are being seen as pretty tough memos and an indication of a new sheriff in town, if you will, although they do not address the issue that so many people are looking at, that of the Dreamers. President Trump did say today that they're still looking at how to deal with the Dreamers. These are the people who were brought to the United States illegally, but by their parents when they themselves were still children.
The president is also expected, Ron, to sign another executive order soon, a revised version of the one he rolled out in late January, banning travel from 7 majority Muslim countries and temporarily halting the resettlement of refugees. That order was blocked in federal court, as we know. And at a recent press conference, the president promised a new version soon, perhaps this week. What are we expecting there?
We do expect to see it this week, and it could be a case of see you in court, as the president responded initially to the appeals court, to maybe something more like let's make a deal. Stepping back, taking a deep breath, looking at what elements of the original executive order could be retained, possibly even toughened, and what elements should be jettisoned. The president struck a somewhat more conciliatory tone this morning at the museum. He said we need people in the country who love the country and not people who want to harm the country. And possibly in redrafting this executive order, the White House might consider dropping the element of surprise that seemed so important in the original executive order, taking some potential problem people by surprise, but also taking by surprise a lot of the law enforcement community, and that resulted in a lot of confusion and chaos.
And Ron, Congress is out of town. They're in recess this week, but the president is scheduled to speak to a joint session next Tuesday. When they're back, what's expected to be on the top of that agenda?
We're going to hear a lot, I think, about repealing and replacing Obamacare, hear about tax reform, hear about infrastructure, hear about elements of the president's program that he has, in some respects, not really been able to get to yet. He has rolled up his sleeves with respect to these executive orders. But there hasn't been a lot of interplay with the key players in Congress and some of the folks that have been getting into place in the departments. The key figure for Obamacare replacement, for example, is Tom Price, a former congressman who is now the Secretary of Health and Human Services. All these folks need to get on the same page to decide what they're replacing Obamacare with.
We'll be watching, as will NPR's Ron Elving. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Eric.